Welcome to the One Piece Manga Bros Podcast, Episode 1. I am one of your hosts, Ruff. I run the Ruff Senpai YouTube channel, and I am here with my co-hosts, Boom Sentai, who is a co-host on the Nine-O Anime channel, the channel you're watching right now, as well as runs his own channel, Boom Sentai, and Sioni, who, same thing, another co-host on the Nine-O Anime YouTube channel, who also runs his own channel, at Sioni on YouTube. What's up, boys?
What's up, what's up?
So I guess we'll just dive in right where I'm just going to go through and I'm going to explain. If you're new to the One Piece Manga Bros podcast, I'm going to give a rundown on what the podcast goal is, what the plan is, and what our thoughts are. We have all read or watched the anime at various different locations. I'm a One Piece anime reactor channel. I do anime content. One Piece is one of my biggest series. I currently have just recently finished the Dressrosa arc. Boom also reacts to One Piece. He is currently in the middle of Fishman Island.
I'm 3/4 through Fishman Island.
You're almost done.
I think I'm almost through it. Yeah.
He gonna be done, you know, in time for certain episodes. Don't worry. Sioni's ahead of me. Sioni's in like the 800s. He took a break to wait for me to catch up to him. But yeah, Sioni's so pretty kind. Far.
I'm a bit of an odd one, like because
watched it forever ago, like when you were
I watched One Piece way back in the day when probably 4Kids was airing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think I got a little bit past Fishman Island. And that was like probably like 10 years ago, somewhere around there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then I started reacting to a little bit after Fishman Island. I don't want to give away any.
It was like the late 700s, right?
But now I've reached the late 700s right now. So like, I don't want to reveal anything, but
yeah,
right. it's been an interesting journey. And like coming back to reading this manga, like it's just been like a nostalgia trip for me in mm-hmm. a way.
Yeah, because you started it forever ago. So you have two people that have watched the anime recently. You have somebody that watched it a long time ago, but none of us have read the manga. So we're going to be going through, it's going to be a bi-weekly podcast, so we're going to be going through arc by arc, starting today with Romance Dawn. It's a little bit shorter of an arc compared to some future ones we're going to get into. And of course, in the later ones that are really long, we might split those into two-parters. But the point is, we're going to be going arc by arc. We're going to be focusing on not spoiling, going through, giving our thoughts, our opinions on the arc, what we thought about it, you know, now comparing it. We're going to talk about comparisons to the anime, maybe scenes that were changed or scenes that were cut out and things like that to kind of give it a taste. So if you're new to One Piece, welcome. Don't worry. If we get into spoiler territory where we want to compare something in the future, we'll wait until the later half of the episode. We'll make it pretty clear that we're going to be diving into that. And also don't worry for anybody that maybe watches me or Boom or whatever. You know, if there's a specific thing that happened, it's like, yo, me and Sioni got to talk about this arc that Boom hasn't gotten to yet. You know, we'll probably finish out the podcast and be like, hey, Boom.
Yeah, I'll hear him up for walk
50
away.
Minutes
it's
or whatever. Yeah. Yeah. So we'll figure that out, and we're gonna be having guests. So far, 2 confirmed guests, more to come. I promise you, Roger's Base. Massive One Piece YouTuber, a lot of you probably know, does Nintendo stuff. He is currently locked in. We're gonna be having him on for either the Baratie arc or Arlong Park. Right now, we're aiming for Baratie. He said that if anything comes up, he can't do Baratie. He's good for Arlong Park. So, you know, Roger's Base is going to be joining us for that. Your boy Rock Lee, another One Piece reactor, is going to be joining us. He's in like the 800s as well. Fun nice. Fact, did not know this. His 2 favorite arcs, Alabasta and Skypiea. So we're going to get him on one of those. I don't think I've ever met anybody whose favorite arc is Alabasta or Skypiea. So I'm excited to get to that arc when we can talk to him, because that's going to be a trip. But I guess let's just dive into it right away. Romance Dawn. Chapter 1 through 7. I have my notes here, and I just want to talk to you guys about, isn't it kind of wild how drastically different the manga was from the anime in these first few chapters?
Yes.
Like, I was not prepared for the changes. I knew that chapter 1 was different. I've said this because I read like chapter 1 and 2 like a few months back, and then I decided like, wait, I'm gonna wait. I've said since I did that chapter 1 of the manga is significantly better than episode 1 of the anime by a mile. I feel like opening with like Luffy's backstory and Shanks and like, you know, his arm getting killed and Luffy getting kidnapped and the gum gum fruit and him getting stabbed in the face, and like, I feel like it really sets the tone for One Piece way more than, hey, Luffy jumped out of a barrel on a ship, hi, what's up?
Yeah, well, that's the thing. Like, right out the gate, like, he stabs his face. And
immediately,
it,
yeah.
Immediately, it sets, like, a more intense tone than the first episode of the anime. Because, like, you go into the anime, and it's like, they kind of throw it, like, there's that ballroom. They're having, like, this gala thing or whatever on a ship. And you're kind of, like, wondering what to make of everything. And it's like, it takes, like, a hot minute for actually Luffy to pop into the, like, you know, pop onto the scene. And dude, right out the gate, like, it you know who the star of the show is. In the manga, and like I don't know, it just made it made it feel like a lot quicker. Like it just immediately cut everything that felt not important out.
Yeah, the pacing, which I think is the biggest thing people always talk about, right? Is that the One Piece anime is known for its bad pacing.
I think that's really what it was for me too. Like when I was reading through it, because like I'm going off of memory of like a long time ago watching it, right?
Right.
Yeah. And like immediately, what picked up from me, especially in this arc, is just like the pacing. It was just he did such a great job. And like, when did this come out?
When did the original 1997 is when it came out. Oda started working on One Piece when he was 17. One Piece first was published when he was 22.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's insane.
Yeah. Trust me,
that's a five-year planning period.
When I was streaming my read through this, I had like 1,000 people between both channels, and like I was getting corrected on everything, bro. Like I got notes, boys.
I'm sure. Like it's gonna be you're touching something that at this point is you know, some as sacred as any sort of a religious text. So you're gonna get that dump.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is kind of wild to think like that being that young, he was able to make not even just like such a good story, but such a good story that hits on so many different things, like the political aspect. Because like we do have, you know, I don't want to jump forward too much, but like we do have the you know, seeing the taste of the Marines and seeing like, oh, they're not all good. Oh, not all the pirates. Like seeing that the world is more gray than we'd think. But I love that a lot.
Yeah, well, the stage though is so interesting. Sorry, I didn't mean to.
No, you're fine. Like I think we're kind of saying the same thing where. Literally right out the gate, like the pirates are going to be seen as the good guys and the Marines are going to be seen as the bad guys. So it like immediately creates like that odd juxtaposition of like, these are the people that we're supposed to pull for, but they're like absolutely horrible to like the entire town, right? Like you have Captain Morgan, who is like literally just a bully, not only to like the town, but the people that actually work for him. And I don't remember that scene in the manga or in the anime. It may have happened because it's been a while since I saw that episode. Mm-hmm. Where, like, yo, dude was like, hey, put the gun to your head. And, like, the people in the manga panel were doing it. And I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah, it escalated so much to the point where, like, there was so many random changes. Like, I was going through, obviously, we have the biggest change, chapter one and episode one. I mean, they're completely different. They're completely flipped on their head. I don't know if you guys noticed this. So, in episode one, when Luffy jumps out of the barrel, they're, like, in the middle of the ocean on Alvida's ship. That's not the case in the manga. We find out, you know, they find the barrel in the water, but they're at her base, like literally her base.
Like they're on the island.
I feel like they really set the stakes in such a way where they made Alvida more terrifying in the manga.
Yes,
like right, she overhears Luffy say he had a great nap, destroys the whole building. Like, and it's like, bitch, that's your base. What are you doing?
Thought it was her workers that were taking a nap. And so immediately busted
destroyed
through like, the
Kool-Aid
whole
man. The whole building.
Yeah.
It was crazy. And then like the other thing that I thought was kind of wild about that was Luffy takes her down in one hit. One punch, drops her immediately, doesn't even fight the rest of the crew because they're just like, yo. And it's like, you know, you have Kobe talking up how strong she is and Luffy just came in hot. One tapped her.
Yeah, immediately done. So one thing I actually really appreciated I almost want to call it the Kobe arc because at the end of it, it's almost like good level design in video games, right? Like they showed that Luffy was strong, but they showed how good of a leader he was by like Kobe's own character progression, right? Because like at the beginning of it, Kobe was the coward, anything like that. And like, I mean, Kobe kind of shined more than like anyone in some of those panels by the end of it because like he had become so confident, right? Yep. Mm-hmm. Like I think they did way better in the manga in the end instead of the anime. And like,
yeah,
you know, 100%. this isn't the point I'm trying to make, but what I'm saying is they showed how good a leader Luffy was from the get-go just by showing like how confident Kobe had become by the end of just those chapters.
Yeah. You're definitely not wrong. It's definitely Kobe felt less like
he felt more involved in this arc.
Yeah, like actually like, seeing yeah. how he seemed more involved, and I feel like after seeing like because they really did make Alvida look way more terrifying. Like in the mm-hmm. in the anime, she didn't really seem like that big of a deal, right? Like she struts in, she's like, "Who talking shit?" But like she doesn't destroy a whole fucking dude. Building because she thought somebody was taking a
Saturday
nap.
Saturday morning,
like,
fat cartoon villain. Yeah.
It almost makes like when Kobe does stand up to her, it almost makes you appreciate it more. Like, oh, okay, like yeah. he's not just standing up to somebody who's mean. Like she's actually a psycho bitch who will kill you.
Yes. And like he was cool with it. Like mm-hmm. by the time he had like called her an old hag or whatever, he was like, "Yo, mm-hmm. I'm prepared to die right now." But like, and I think that's like it goes to show once again like how like that first episode versus like those first chapters like changed so much, right? Mm-hmm. It's that intensity where I you know maybe in the anime itself they didn't really know how they wanted to take it at first, but like you said, like you know you had the Shanks stuff like chapter one and all yeah. that from the get go, like already like. I felt like that built the world a lot better than just.
I mean, even the mountain bandit scene, circling back to like where you guys are talking about how they're setting the stage for the like how pirates versus marines and like the world building, right? Mm-hmm. You've got the mountain bandits who also come in and are in a way you're seeing the pirates being the good guys in every one of these scenarios,
mm-hmm.
like it and. It's so interesting
yeah, weirdly
to see
enough,
them set
yeah.
the stage like that. That
I think
that
I think they do it to like make it clear, like, hey, I think the whole premise of like showing Shanks as these pirates who are good, mm-hmm. and then showing yeah. the Marines who are bad, like especially like way again, I think way worse. Morgan seemed way worse in the manga than he did in the anime.
Yeah, he did.
I mean, like, dude,
I feel
his
like
his accent was a lot bigger though too.
Yeah,
like I remember his accent like being like the length of his arm,
mm-hmm.
like maybe a little bit larger. Like in the manga, like dude, it's like the size big. Of his head. I was like looking at him massive. Like, how the fuck do you even like?
Yeah.
How do you open a door?
They're just trying to set the stage, right? Like they're trying to make it clear because it does start to change as it goes, right? And we start yeah. to see the evil pirates later on yeah. in the series. Obviously, I don't think that's a spoiler to anybody who's reading along with us. You know, pirates are bad. Shocker. I feel like it's just Oda's way of showing like, hey, this is not going to be what you think it is, right? It's not mm-hmm. going to be the Marines are good, the pirates are bad. Like it's there is a gray line, and I feel like he just kind of
yeah, it immediately
sets
puts, like,
the stage
question of morality out there, right? Like mm-hmm. and like Sione was saying, like he does it with both the Marines and the Mountain Bandits, where mm-hmm. it's like both times the pirates come out on top as being seen as the good guys. So you know, it just does a really good job, and it goes ahead and sells the idea of like your main character being a pirate. Like
yeah.
you're going to, like you said, find that gray area with their decisions, right? But you're still mm-hmm. pulling for them to win.
Yeah, it's the solidification of it for me was when they get to I forget what the place is called, but like the island where Morgan and them is, and you know he's looking for Zoro, and they go to get food. And they mention Zoro's name, and everybody in the restaurant freaks out, right? And it's like, okay, sets the stage. Zoro, scary guy, bounty hunter. Like, okay, what are these bounty hunters like? Like, how strong are they? Like, you know, everybody's afraid of them. But then the Captain Morgan gets mentioned, and they freak out 10 times more. And it's yeah. just like, oh, okay. So the Marines are not the good guys. Got it. They're more scared of the Marine captain than they are that. And they also set the stage that he's a captain. I don't think we got any other ranks.
No, I don't believe
mentioned,
so.
But you know, we know that at this point in the story that he is a captain, which is, you know,
well,
will there be more?
It also goes to show like the way it's spread out, where it's like when actually Luffy won against Morgan, or mm-hmm. I guess you could say Zoro in that regard.
Mm-hmm.
Like they cheered, like
yeah,
his
they were
men,
happy for
like,
it.
Under him were like happy that he was gone. Yep. And so or happy that he was beaten. So it literally shows that like even like the people on the same side aren't even on the same side.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I want to just say this name, and I want you just to say the immediate word that comes to your head.
Okay.
Helmeppo.
First word that comes to my head?
Yep, first word that comes to your head.
I was going to say bitch boy.
Yeah. Pussy ass.
Yeah, dude.
My I have to say, I'm curious. That's actually a good thing, because I forgot about that until you just mentioned him. El Mepo's such an interesting character because he is such a piece of shit, right? But what, and you see his father, and you're like, okay, makes sense why he's a scumbag, right? Obviously, daddy right. babies him. What's odd is that his dad has never abused him until this moment, right? Yeah. Like, he mentions it, and then he hits him. He's like, not even my dad has hit me. And then his dad hits him, and he's like, oh, my God. Like, was that just, like, the final moment of just, like, I'm sick of you, bro? Like,
the breaking point?
Well, yeah. He even said, he was like, I don't mind you using my name to like, you know, get what you want. But he's like, don't embarrass me.
Yeah,
and
I guess he had finally
embarrassed him because there was someone to stand up against him.
Makes sense.
And so now, took him behind the shed for playtime. So
yeah,
it's probably the first person
that actually like beat him up when he tried to use his name.
You know,
where
like,
everybody
no one would dare hit El Mepo for like who he was. And like, I'm not gonna lie, like him and Stewie Griffin, I think came out at around the same time. So it's like,
do you think?
The dates have to line up like pretty closely. it's so weird. Because I'm pretty sure Family Guy came out in like 98 or something.
Maybe. Now I'm curious, dude. Well, so I wonder if they're there. Because almost every character is like based on somebody. You know, we're going to get into characters in future episodes of the arc.
I mean, maybe Family Guy is just like a El Mepo fan. Like, you know, right? So like El Mepo underrated.
Everything's a One Piece reference.
Exactly.
Move out of the way, JoJo's. One Piece taking over.
I just found it so interesting because, like, me coming back, like, I haven't seen him up in years, right?
Yeah,
right.
And the moment that I saw in the manga, the hate. Just, like,
yes.
I felt
it's
the
visceral.
Burning hatred for him. Like, I was just like, you fucker. Again with you. Again.
Mm-hmm. And, well, I think that's, like, one thing, like, because that happened, too, with, like, Captain Morgan, where it's like, God, this dude was an ass. Like, I completely, like
you don't realize.
You get further in the anime and stuff, and you kind of forget just, like, just... Dude is a jerk for like the just to be a jerk. It drives me nuts.
I mean, that's kind of like the Marine MO, I feel like, is it's just or not even the Marine MO, but it's like they the One Piece
the
world like they live
the power,
in a world of power,
power
right? Like it's you know, cuz it's true, right? If you have a devil fruit, right? We see it right away, right? Luffy can't get shot by bullets. You know, he has to worry about getting cut. We you know, we see that, but bullets don't work on him. He's stronger than normal people. You know, when Alvida hits him directly in the head and he just eats it. I might be wrong about this. I could have sworn in the anime when she hits him, he actually like falls to the ground but then gets up. Where in the I might be wrong about that. In the manga, he just kind of eats it and like stands there. And I feel like it shows like, hey, there's these people that have these powers. And I could see, right? Because at the end of the day, Luffy is stronger than a normal town. Luffy could, even at this point in the story, go to any random town and ransack it as a pirate and run that town if he really wanted to.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
And I think it's just like, you know, when people have power like that, and especially not in the Marines case, not just political power, but they also have the strength to back it up on top of that, you know, where they just get, I mean, dude, he just kills the one guy. Like, dude's like, I'm not going to kill a child, murders him.
Yeah.
And it's like, whoa, dude, holy, calm down. It is the same in the anime? Okay, cool.
Well, that's what I was saying. Like, it's the intensity. Like, and Zoro, like, being tied up, like, it's the exact same thing, right? Like, even Zoro's character, like, I don't know. You know, I think it's the voice acting and stuff like that, which is phenomenal. Like, but it's in the anime, like, he's able to draw the stare in being in that black and white. It just seems like way more serious and like way like.
Oh, you read it in black and white.
Way more badass.
Oh, I did the color.
Wait, what?
Oh, you did
there's
the color?
Color?
Yeah, I did in black and white.
Yeah, I did black and white. There's
bro.
Color?
Bro, all right, hold up.
Okay, I'm
going
to need some links, bro.
Hold on.
I got to ask you guys a question real quick, because this is one thing I noticed that made my reading experience so much better.
Mm-hmm.
Did you guys listen to anything while you were reading?
Yeah, but like... So I played some of the copyright, like the One Piece music that doesn't get hit with copyright. We might even implement it in the podcast. I'm not sure. But so I did. But the problem I have with that, I enjoy it. And it definitely amplifies the moment. Like having music, especially the One Piece music, it definitely helps set the tone. My issue is, though, is that even with seeing the anime prior, I don't know every single story beat. And there is changes. And the music, like I'll set music and be like, this is the tone, it'll change. So for example, One of the biggest changes that I wrote down was Zoro's flashback. Zoro's flashback does not happen until like episode 19. It's way, way later. And I much prefer that they just, here's Zoro, here's his backstory. Dude, let's go. Well, I mean, love
no
that.
And the thing is, there was no training montage like in the anime or anything like that. It was literally like, it was already assumed that Zoro was strong by his peers, except for Quina. And like they even show like Quina's body with the sheet over her face afterwards, and that
I want to talk about that in a second. But yeah, that's the thing with the music is I was playing exciting music because the chapter opened, and I knew from the anime, okay, Zoro's saved, they about to fight, put on the fighting music, and then it switched to sad backstory, and I was like, well, this doesn't fit, so I switched to the sad music, right? So it's like that's the moment. Like I almost wish that there was like, and I'm shocked that nobody has made it like a list of like, hey. Put on this, it's just like multiple little Spotify playlists or something, and it's like, or YouTube playlist, and it's like, hey, put on this playlist, this is for one chapter one of One Piece, put on this playlist is chapter two. The only issue there is like it depends on how quick you read and whatnot.
Just have it like an old school MySpace page, like while you're scrolling, like the songs change depending on what
that would be great. That would be amazing. Oh my god, that would be
somebody
so
smart
good.
Get on that, please.
Yeah, that's I honestly I just put on One Piece OSTs.
I had it just on Anime Lo-Fi.
Oh, you did anime lo-fi? Okay, that's a solid one. I noticed that the second that I put on music, it just amplified the whole experience.
Oh, it does.
And like, there were a couple moments where you're like, this music doesn't fit, but like there were a couple moments where it fit and you're like, dude, this is just hitting so hard.
When I put on I forget what the name of the song is, it's called Mother Sea. It's that you know it. It's that sad song that comes on anytime you know. Basically, it comes on. You're like, I'm about to cry. That music, and that added so much to it. And it's just like I think I just love like yes the pacing, but like the way they structured it. I feel like just going from Luffy's backstory, stab in the face, Shanks comes in, big pirate gets his ass beat. Caps the motherfucker, shoots him in the head within the first couple
Lucky
pages.
Rue is underrated in One Piece.
Big facts, dude. Loses his arm, like, just comes in with the flex, like, looks at the sea monster runs away. Then we move on, we see, you know, all of the characters, Captain Morgan and El Meppo and all the power trips, and then just having Zoro's backstory solidify it and show, like, oh, he's not actually, like, a shitty person, right? Like, the fact that he cut with his sword El Meppo's dog to save the girl, to make sure that she wouldn't be the one that gets the punishment, which was censored in the anime. In the anime, I guess he just kicked the dog, which I guess I kind of understand, you know, no cutting dogs. But, like, seeing it was so intense, and, like, it brought up so many emotions, because I feel like the backstories in One Piece are some of the best moments in the series. What I wanted to ask you guys...
They sell the plot forward for, like, what they want to accomplish, right? And, like, One Piece is literally nothing but, like, what these characters want to accomplish and coming together for that goal.
Yeah.
And it's just the adventure on the way. They showed in this arc. Oh, it's so good.
So what do you think about her death? I'm convinced that she killed herself. I don't believe that she just fell down the stairs. I just feel like they didn't want to say that a child... committed suicide.
I think
apparently,
that's
culturally that like points to suicide, like when they say like they had an accident or something like that. I have like a weird theory I want to talk about
chat
later.
Wilden, her dad pushed her. I do not trust her dad.
No, I don't believe that.
I don't think that either. Yo, y'all going crazy. Hey, Ruff here. We accidentally slipped up a little bit and spoiled something for Impel Down. So if you are not caught up to Impel Down, skip ahead 30 seconds. And you're in the clear. If you've seen Impel Down, you're good to go. Enjoy.
You know what I would love? I would love if like it came out like at some point her dad was a friend of Ivan or Yvonne. Uh-huh. And then she always wanted to be a boy so she could be trained as one of the best swordsmen.
So you think there's a possibility that maybe we find out that happens
to, like,
and they faked her death?
Actually turned into a guy later on.
Like they faked her death so that she could go off?
Like,
That would be wild. I guess that's true because Yvonne has done that. That is. Yeah. Oh shit! Oh, we're getting into spoiler territory. Don't worry.
Yeah,
about
we're getting into spoiler territory. Yeah, yeah. We haven't reached this point yet.
I just wanted to throw that out there because
that's a good idea.
No,
I like that. I like that.
So.
I'll probably add a thing like spoiler warning. I don't know.
Yeah.
Don't worry. We have a whole thing we're gonna get into after. Just blank your memory. That is. We're gonna have to talk more about that.
Y'all
a little
didn't
bit.
Hear anything. Just flashing with the pen right now.
We're doing our best. Okay. That would be crazy, though. That would be insane to see that in the future. So another thing I want to talk about that was changed from the anime. So Kobe, when he stands up against, I think it's El Meppo, or stands in front of Zoro or whatever, did he get shot? He doesn't get shot in the anime. He gets like hit with a sword a little bit, like he gets a little cut. But like man's got straight up shot. Like, yo, Kobe went through some shit. Kobe went from calling Alvida like an old hag, getting shot, and then punching Luffy in the face.
I love the like panel transition though, from when he got shot to like it just literally is like he's a panel of him standing in front of Zoro and it just says boom, and literally the next panel is just him lying down.
Yeah, he's like, oh, God. So and he has like the typical Kobe face, like he looks absolutely mortified.
Well, yeah, dude, like Mans was just straight capped and then done.
It made him look so much more badass. Like, I feel like Kobe's character development shines way more.
In
the manga, like even in these first few chapters.
I mean, the relationship between Luffy and Kobe shined. Like, to me, that was one of the biggest things with this arc. Like, that's even though it's called Romance Dawn, like I agree with Boom. Like, this is Kobe's like arc. Like, because there's so much that happens with him. And to be honest, I had forgotten about what Luffy did for Kobe in the bar.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's like good game design where you learn without realizing you're learning. And the thing is, like, Kobe's just following Luffy's lead and like gaining confidence from like the way Luffy carries himself.
Yeah.
And so like that, you know, Kobe like starts becoming a braver person, a more confident person just by like Luffy's mere presence. Right. Yeah. So it does a good job of like I said earlier, like selling just like how good of a leader Luffy is out the gate. Like, you know, he still has a lot to learn at this point, but he immediately is the quiet cool. He's got that charisma that's going to draw people to him.
Yeah. And I think it's just like with Kobe having those moments too. Like, I guess I didn't realize it during the anime, and I don't know if it's like the hindsight's 2020 kind of thing, or, you know, knowing future things that happen, or if it's just the way that the manga was told and paced compared to the anime. But like when Kobe punched Luffy in the anime, I was like, oh shit. But like, it didn't really faze me that much. I was like, oh damn, yo, Kobe got mad, whoa. But like here, it was Kobe went from petrified of this one chick who then Luffy comes in and one taps her, like literally single punch, which maybe that's the difference, is in the anime it wasn't that simple. In the anime it was more of like a, not a battle, like he was definitely a one-sided battle, but like it was a process, right? Where here it was instant. So it's like Kobe's terrified of one person, but then was willing to punch the dude in the face who one shot the chick that he was under control over for years. Like, I feel like it shows how much that he grew so quickly. Like, yeah, it was like a two-chapter character development, but it really did. Yeah. Like, he changed so much in those two chapters. It's crazy.
Well, like you said, like, these first seven chapters overall, like, covered
the first 20 episodes couldn't cover?
Like, it's insane.
Well, so that's weird. It's not. So it's like, The Zoro's backstory happens in like episode 19 or something, but it's not because of the pacing. It's just they told it out of order,
right? Which I don't get. They also threw in like the full montage to show that like he was getting stronger, whereas like in the manga he was already strong. Like, he just showed up and was like beefy, right? But I do want to say, like, the way you're saying that, like, one of my favorite panels, and it's like shows how well like Oda does like subtle storytelling just for it to carry on later on, is Luffy eating the devil fruit. Like, dude, they didn't draw attention to it.
There's the thing of him just munching.
Fruit. All of a sudden, just a panel of this dude eating a devil fruit like an apple.
And then they show him more one where he's standing there and he's like, huh?
I love that, dude.
He just slides it in, even though it's like literally the most important part of the story of what's going on there.
Yeah.
He just slides it in. Just like,
I mean, that's what Oda does, though. And like, if you're listening to this for the first time and you're like new to the series, like, this is just how it works. Like, it's what they do.
Yeah, it's well, I mean, like, that's later stuff in like the anime as well, where like so much of the comedy is like actually behind what is going on, like in the scene. And like, I love that translates just as well in the manga, right? Where it's I don't know. It was like, that was like one of the most satisfying things I read, was just like that little panel of him eating that, and like it just kind of carried on for a few seconds, and then it's like what you said, like then it became like the full fledged, like they explored it more.
The little details were just so good, and I just, it makes me so excited just to like get to some of the later arcs, right? Like, of course, we're gonna get into a little bit of spoiler territory in a few minutes here, where not super spoilers, but we're just gonna kind of talk about some references. We'll make it clear which arcs we're gonna be referencing, so you know if you need to dip or not, or fast forward or whatever. But like knowing this arc, which is, it's a great arc. I think it's a fantastic first arc. But like in comparison to future arcs, it's. I mean, think about it. When people are like, yo, Boom, what's your favorite arcs? I'm sure Romance Dawn is not one of the ones that's coming on the list. You know what I mean? Although I will say, I definitely would rate this arc higher now. Like, in terms of 100%. Manga, I think it's just so much. It's just a better arc overall, weirdly enough. And I'm curious if that's going to continue. You know, I've heard the manga's better. I've heard it's have pacing, but I didn't know there was going to be as many changes, even small changes. Mm-hmm. Like you mentioned earlier, the Marines putting the guns to their head when Morgan told them to. They didn't do that. I think he told them to kill themselves, but like they didn't put the gun up and like look terrified. Right. Like that's manga specific, and it's just,
you can't exactly show wild. That on TV. I mean, like,
why not? Why not? Can you,
well,
like, I mean, just imagine being four kids and like getting this and getting looking
yeah, but that's
at the
four
manga.
Kids problem.
Look at the manga going.
Yeah, but
what
that's
the fuck
different.
Do we get
ourselves
in
was
for?
That was four kids fucking up and being like not even looking into what One Piece is and being like, yo, we want that cartoon
right.
show, and
we
then
just,
being
yeah,
like, oh wait, this is up. They're murdering people and committing suicide. Like, yeah, it's, they did not look at the source material at all, dude.
No.
Not even,
I mean,
not even
like,
a little
it,
bit.
It kind of followed like the same way, like the original like Ninja Turtle comics were kind of brutal to a you know, and then they turned it into a Saturday morning cartoon. So it's like that transition, like yeah, especially like four kids or something like that, like it's definitely going to hit different out the gate. But like the Queena thing, like they actually showed her body with a white sheet over her face, right? Yeah. Like yeah, I mean, like I felt like that actually hit so much harder for like.
It did.
Because like literally everything happened off screen on the anime. So like now you're actually faced with like, whoa, like there is a dead child that I'm looking at right now. And it's like, you know, and it, for everybody to see almost like it's its own funeral or whatever. And it's the little moments like that, or I guess that's a pretty big moment where like you just realize like how hard it's actually hitting, even though it's something you already knew happened.
100%.
It's like reliving the 100%. Same thing a different way. It's like its own little Rashomon effect.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun, dude. Like, I will say, it was really hard to not read ahead. I know you already did, because I thought the same thing. I think I'm just going
to
kind of,
like,
read at my own speed. Or, like, you know, do my things that I'm doing where I take my notes and stuff. But, like, if I get ahead, I'll probably just, like, catch up, like, the night before. Because I want to be fresh when we're
yeah, I'm always
going to
read, like... I was just in the groove of it, and I was like, I was like, like, you know, it's just one more chapter. It's only like 20 pages, so
yeah, it's not that bad.
It'll be
a couple better. But now that I know there's color though, too,
yeah,
I was doing black and
I'll
white.
Show
bro,
you.
Like,
yeah. I'll show you. Yeah, I'll show you. I'll probably put a link in the Discord for anybody that wants to read it. Like, of course, like yes,
like the
just,
black and white
you know,
just was amazing though. Like when I was looking at it, like
oh,
it was
yeah.
just,
beautiful.
Like, dude,
but
he does such a
will.
Great job with the shading.
Well, it's the smiles. It's the like you said, like the screaming expressions with like the lines being drawn in like more towards the mouth as though like the air is being pulled in and then pushed out, like stuff like that, like just comes across so well.
It does. Ugh. So obviously a lot of differences, like a massive amount of differences in this first arc, which I definitely was not prepared for. Chapters 1 through 7 was Romance Dawn. We're going to be doing the Orange Town arc as next week's arc, which is a little bit longer, 14 chapters, chapter 8 to 21, so a little bit longer. And I'm really curious, like, do you guys think that we're going to see as many differences, or do you just think that, like, this first arc just had a lot of differences?
No, I think it's going to get bigger, and I think it's
really?
Going to get more serious. Yeah,
you think we're going to have a lot more changes?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
And it's not that I've already read, like, enough to know. It's just, like...
You're just kind of assuming, based on how we know the show escalates,
like I can't imagine that it's not going to.
I could see
I've only ever heard of like a fewer a few like integral moments that were severely toned down. I don't want to spoil anything for like future stuff. Yeah, I haven't seen the panels or anything, but like I've heard people mention in my comments, and I'm just really curious. Like after this, like it definitely caught me off guard with how much was changed for sure. So hope you all have been enjoying that. Now, if you are not farther ahead, you're not done with Romance Dawn, maybe you're reading along with us, you're just starting One Piece for the first time, this is probably where you're going to want to depart and stay tuned for next video. That being said, I have some notes for some stuff I want to talk about. I'm gonna take a look and see what the farthest arc I would have.
We are approaching spoiler territory.
Yeah, I would say the farthest one I have here is Fishman Island, but actually, no. Yeah, we're saying Marineford. The Fishman Island one I don't need to bring up. It's not really relevant to like what I wrote down.
Okay.
Cool. So Marineford, if you are not far enough to Marineford, you might want to dip out if you want to avoid some spoilers. They're not going to be serious spoilers. It's mostly going to be like arc names, character names, you know, bringing people up. But, you know, we just want to address that. So there's your warning. So I want to hear what you guys think and tell me if you think this is a reference to Brooke from Thriller Bark. When Shank says a real pirate would never drink milk. And he says this to Luffy to fuck with him, right? Do you think that was a nod, or do you think it's just a complete coincidence?
I never thought about that.
Brooke was the first person I thought of when that happened.
Same.
For obvious reasons. Mm-hmm. But
and I was like, is this a joke? Like, I don't know. I couldn't tell.
Like, yo, if this man was writing Romance Dawn and like
thinking about Brooke,
already planning Brooke, like, dear God, like
I hadn't even considered that.
That's just
oh
a
my
level
God.
Of God tier storytelling.
And it's like at the end
planning.
Of the day, it might literally just be as simple as that. And like, there's I could say there's a possibility of him using it as a callback. Like, oh, we have the skeleton. You know, I'm gonna make
maybe
the skeleton
he
drink
a
milk.
Callback to
what,
plan back
what,
planet.
What if actually doing Brooke like that is is more or less kind of like. I don't know, throwing it back to that because like it's just proof that pirates do drink milk.
Yeah,
like
maybe
he's using that as a joke, like in the present tense, as opposed to like trying to like wrap it back to like to what it originally was.
So right here, somebody in chat, I don't know if we can confirm this. You know, we stream this live twitch.tv/9anime if you want to come watch it live. We're streaming on a Monday this time, but it's going to be Wednesdays going forward. So come strap in, stay tuned, join our Discord, talk about One Piece. We're going to make you a One Piece chat, I promise. It'll be in the Discord. We'll make it tonight. Somebody said he already had Brooke sketched by 17.
So he was already planned then.
So that's that makes me wonder, like, was it planned? Luffy's also shown drinking milk in Logetown. Facts. So maybe that was a callback. I don't know. I'm really curious to see. And then I found a couple others. I'm just going to kind of...
Brooke B?
I never thought about
400s, that. 300s, something like that.
I know Thriller Bark is 300s in the... like episodes, but I was wondering what it would be like in the manga. Like, what chapter is that?
I don't know.
Because, like, dude, planning that far ahead and like, yo, if that man weaved that joke into his first chapter to
that
only
would be
like
pretty amazing
for that to show up for apparently 440s for Brooke, like for 440 chapters later, dude, like that's.
Oh, that image is fantastic. I'm gonna save this. Apparently, these are some of the original concept drawings.
Oh my God!
Crew. That's incredible. Okay. We'll edit that into the video. I'm gonna make a timestamp, but that is glorious. For audio listeners, it's like OG sketches of like Zoro, Luffy, Nami, Sanji all look pretty much in line. Chopper looks so different. Brooke looks so different. I don't even know who that motherfucker in the back is or the people on the left.
I think
the middle. I think is Gold Roger.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah, maybe.
Is that Gold Roger or is that Blackbeard?
I don't know. I have no idea. That's wild, though. That's really cool.
Yeah.
Huh. Dude, that's so, like, wow.
Chopper is, like, drawn like one of those, like, 90s MTV cartoons. Like, that's what he looks like right
Bojack
now.
Bojack Horseman right there, man.
Dude, yes.
Just oh, like, middle's it's Usopp without the nose. Okay. That's wild.
Oh, stop.
That's cool. It's crazy how much lore there is. But yeah, I don't know. Is it a book reference? I guess we'll never know unless Oda ever compares it or we get to interview him or something. Another thing I wanted to mention, I have a bunch of different things mentioned down, but did you notice in the flashback when we see Luffy, he talks about treasure like 3 times? And as we see, as the series progresses, Luffy doesn't give a flying fuck about treasure. So like, I thought that was kind of interesting. I wonder what changed. I don't know if it was like, you know, Sabo and like what happened with that. If that like caused, you know, I maybe made him care more about things like that compared to, physical treasure.
Like, you know, Ace and they were saving up, right? But like, yeah, they Luffy were. Was never like.
He never cared.
Never really seemed like he cared about it. Mm-mm. Like, yeah. even at that point. So I don't know. It's kind of like an interesting change where it's like, I feel like that might just be one of those things where later on, maybe he just changed his mind for like what he wanted his motivation to be. Like,
true.
Far, yeah. Like, you know,
I'd have to actually, that's a good question. Chat, type this up real quick and I'm gonna let Boom finish his thought. When Luffy mentioned the treasure in that first few chapters, was that before or after he was given the hat by Shanks? If it was before, that would explain it all.
Oh.
Because, yeah. That yeah, the time for that would be...
Before?
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, so that's why. So once he was given the treasure, that was the moment where he changed. Okay.
That was the transition, realizing like, actually mattered to him as opposed to like...
Mm-hmm. And then we have a couple different things somebody mentioned that apparently the thing that Kobe says to Alvida is the same quote he says to Akainu in Marine Ford, which I thought was really fucking cool. Did not know that.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's the same quote, which makes me even more excited to see Marine Ford. And I want to open up both panels and compare them side by side.
I'm just going to say this right now, y'all. I am super excited to get to Marine Ford.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm not looking forward to it because
I
know what's
again.
Coming.
Oh, yeah.
I want to get back there because it's been years. But at the same time, like, I don't because it's like going to the dentist, you know? Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, you got to go because you got to get your teeth done. Otherwise, your shit's going to be fucked up. However, you just don't want to go. Like, you know what the pain that's going to be there, and it's waiting for you.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can't imagine what that actually looks like. And knowing, and well, I mean, that kind of got, like, I don't know if you can say spoiled for me, because I, you know, knowing what happens in Marine 4, but people are telling me, like, the things that were edited out from the manga, like, dude,
yeah,
I'm
so hyped for that.
Can't wait to see those panels. Mm-hmm. Oh my God.
Same. I can't wait for Water 70. Yeah, I can't wait for a lot of the future arcs.
Well, and that goes back to like what you're asking, like, you know, is more stuff going to change? And obviously, yes. Like, you know, it's just going to be, you know, there's going to be things drawn that we already even know of, but like, I can't wait to see like the smaller things and or like how quickly something moves along that like we know took a little longer in the anime. So
I'm definitely
I think that's
excited,
the coolest thing is like you can even if something does happen and it's like a slow moment, depending how fast you read, like you could be like, to be honest, like even seeing the fight that happened with Luffy and Albedo,
dude, manga fights go by like this.
Like, dude, I sat there and I was just like, is it over already? Like,
dude, I spent like 2-ish hours reading that first 7 chapters. I was going at a really slow, but I was like inspecting every panel to see if there was things that like I didn't miss. Right.
Also,
like,
shout out to the way he draws backgrounds too. Like,
big
so
facts.
Much detail.
Yeah.
When I was reading the most recent, like catching up to Black Clover manga, I was brought 3 chapters in 10 minutes because it's just mostly fighting. So it's mostly just turn. Whoa. Turn. Whoa, you know.
Actually, like more text to read in the One Piece manga than I was actually anticipating too. Mm-hmm. Like, dude, you know, dude actually had some really good like dialogue going back and forth in that. When, you know, I don't know. Part of me was expecting it to be kind of like Black. I mean, this is in no way a comparison between the two because I know how you people are in the comments. I'm not saying One Piece and Black Clover are the same.
Uh-huh.
What I'm saying is Tabata is a very visual storyteller. He doesn't use a lot of dialogue. He doesn't use a lot of words. He lets the picture tell the story for him.
Yeah.
I was expecting that with One Piece.
Oda kind
of
does both. He kind of like he has the
really
dialogue
well.
And he's visual. Like, it's crazy. Two last things I wrote down for future things was Luffy mentioning that he wants 10 men on his crew, which I thought was kind of cool, right? You go through, you have Nami, Usopp, Sanji, Zoro, Brooke, Frankie, Chopper, Robin. If you don't include him, that leaves 2 more people. And I thought that was kind of interesting because it makes me wonder, like, does that mean he'll end up hitting 10 and that will be it? You know, I don't know. And I'm curious to see how that unfolds.
There's one more person as well.
Shut the fuck up.
You're right.
There's a reason why I'm not here.
God damn it.
When I can
Rocket
listen
A, I'm not used to this. My bad. I'm glad you stopped me. Thank you.
Thank you. You're good.
Oh, my bad.
I caught him before he said anything.
Okay, I didn't hear anything. That's what
No,
I'm
you're good. Yeah,
he
no,
said
you're
one
good.
More person. I was like,
that's
no.
All, like, wait a second. My bad. My bad. Okay.
You're all good. I didn't hear. It's fine.
You're totally fine. It's not even that, because it makes me wonder. So, like, when I was talking about this on my stream the other day, was I was saying this, and people in chat were like, yeah, but like Vivi's a straw hat, and like Mary's a straw hat, and Sunny, and I'm like, yeah, I guess, but that's not the same thing. You know, right. Like, I'm talking about like people that are on the crew, not
like actually.
I mean, that's actually, never mind, I'm done.
There's a reason I said spoilers to Marine Ford. I specified.
However, they're either way. You keep going.
I love though, like the first two things he said though that he wanted was a musician and a cook.
Yeah, he and said like, it like I, right away. Yeah,
but I think that was actually chapter 8.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Maybe I read into that too, because I was like, I remember seeing that part.
Well, I think we all read chapter 9 because that's what we all thought it originally was.
I was okay. Going to, and all then right. And then chat corrected me. But yeah, I don't know why I originally thought. I think even in episode 0, I think I even said chapter 1 through 9. I was wrong.
Yeah.
So if you went chapter 8 and 9, you went into the next arc. So sorry about that.
Which it didn't make it like super clear that that was the next arc either. Like it kind of just like.
Volume 1 is 8 chapters. So the first arc is there's one chapter from the next arc in the first volume, which I thought was kind of funny.
I was okay.
Yeah. It was a weird thing. But I'm really curious to see that. They showed Sanji's Jolly Roger in chapter 4, kind of like showing that he was coming, which I liked a lot.
Yeah.
And then the final thing referenced. And then I wanted to see, you know, kind of what you guys wanted to talk about that maybe were spoiler heavy was, but before I talk about it, I wanted to confirm, just because I'm drawing a blank. What is your knowledge about hockey? Boom. Like, I'm just trying to think of like where you're at.
Was,
like what versions of hockey do you know?
Conquerors.
Okay, cool. That's all I needed to know.
And observation.
Cool.
So,
that's all I needed to know. So like clearly
like that
we know that.
Episode.
Yeah.
I think it's like episode 5. 16?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. I thought so. I just wanted to be sure. So, like, obviously, we know Shanks has Conqueror's hockey, right?
Yeah.
What I've been wondering from the beginning moment is Shanks losing his arm a plot hole, or did he not know Conqueror's hockey at that point or not know how to use it? I feel like he did based on how he got that sea monster to respond based on the look, right? We kind of know that. But I've just been wondering for a while, and it was a very heated debate in my stream, because it was very, like, some people thought it was a plot hole, some people was like, no, he just did it to teach Luffy, like, he was just trying to show him.
I think it was a plot hole that, like, and the thing is, like, guys, we love Oda. He he is obviously a genius.
Yeah. But
he's, like,
nobody's
he is not
perfect.
Above retconning his own
yeah,
stuff.
Like, nobody's
like,
perfect.
Yeah, like, you know, eventually later on, you might have a better idea for what you wanted. Mm-hmm. And like my thing is like if he knew all that, where was armament, where was observation? Like he could have known like where that thing was going to attack necessarily and been able to dodge it with Luffy in tow, right? So I think it's a plot hole that he later went on and he was able to, you know, say the whole like I was betting on the next generation.
Yeah.
And so like I think it was just like I do hate the idea that like we're not even giving this man enough credit to like realize he could have better ideas down the road and make the story better. Like, you know, it's like, no, it's got to be like exactly this. And it's like, no, I think he might have had Conquerors and just didn't realize it yet.
Yeah.
I feel like that's where I'm at on that spectrum is because you see
But the way he talked to that sea monster, though.
Yeah, but you see it with Luffy at Marine Ford, right?
Yeah.
He doesn't realize he's using it.
Well, yeah, but Luffy, like, I feel like the difference between, like, Luffy and Shanks' moment, and even, like, that was close. I almost just said something out loud. Like,
it's so difficult, see, dude. Like, I'm like,
I'm
just, second.
I'm trying,
just,
man.
Just,
I'm trying to get there.
Well, look, in my defense, I just, you know, it was something from an arc I just finished. So it's like, you know, it's fresh in my mind. But no, so, like, with Luffy, he's just kind of screaming at Ace, right? Like he's just kind of in a panic and yelling, but he's not like doing anything specific. Where Shanks literally looks this thing right in the fucking face and he's like, back up. And he has the look in his eye. It's like he knew telling a random sea creature that obviously doesn't speak English or Japanese to fuck off was going to work. Like, he knew it was going to work, right?
I think he might be at that point where Luffy was when he had Conqueror's Haki, but he doesn't know how to use it.
Yeah, we know Conqueror's Haki.
I feel like that's where Shanks was at that point in the story.
Mm-hmm. Are we saying like because dad mode kicked in instead of like Conqueror's Haki?
I mean,
he got
injured, right? So like in my mind, it would be, okay, he got injured and he's protecting someone he loves, mm-hmm. right? At that moment, that would be when the accidental Haki would occur, as we've seen happen with, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So like that's the spectrum I'm at. It's one of those where he had it, he didn't know how to use it yet and fully control it.
Yeah.
But like think about how early in the story that is to bring even say Haki.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. Like I'm cool with being corrected on that
as
well. Same. Like
I
you know, like
I'm
yeah.
happy to be wrong.
Yeah.
Like it's just.
But it definitely feels like maybe he knew what Conqueror's was, but he didn't know what like I said, if he had observation, like he could have just in the end, what story was he trying to like. Or lesson was he really trying to like prove to Luffy, mm-hmm. like other than like, hey, mm-hmm. sacrifice for your friends, but then like, I don't know.
I've seen three theories.
It was a great moment, I think, that doesn't necessarily need to be overread.
Same. I think it's like, it's three things. And this is what I've seen is that one, it's a plot hole. I think it probably is, but with the way Oda managed to tie things, I could see him having an episode in the future where he ties it up and cleans it up and it makes
sense.
Right.
Oh, absolutely.
I see a couple people asking if we remember the conversation with Whitebeard. I don't know why that's getting brought up because him saying, I bet my arm on a new generation is not him saying that like
that's him
he
saying
actively
he protected Luffy.
Yeah, that's not him saying, yeah, I just chose not to save my arm. I gave my arm away just because fuck it. Like, that's not him saying that. So it's like, I don't think it's that, but you know, of course that could be a possibility. And then a couple other people just saying that they think that he did it to like motivate Luffy, which I could see, but at the same time, it's like, even if you believe in this kid and you think that he could become something, like, why give up your
Luffy
arm
was already
for no
motivated.
Reason? Yeah, exactly.
I mean,
just the
thing that like shines true to me most in the whole situation, right?
Mm-hmm.
Shanks has gotten to where Shanks is on the totem pole, mm-hmm. and he doesn't have a devil fruit, right? Like, I mean, he's out there swimming.
As far as we know,
like,
he does.
He just has Haki. Yeah. Like, to me, like, when I really thought about that, I was like, wow.
Yeah.
Holy shit. Like,
and he
think
has one
about,
arm.
Like, he has one arm.
And he has one arm.
Right? And how far, like, he has come, literally, in just that part of the story. Like, now I'm not talking, like, future arcs, Whitebeard, none of that. I'm talking just in that point of the story. Mm-hmm. He's gotten that far without having a devil fruit. And to have the kind of crew that he has following him. Without a devil fruit, like that right there, says so much about his character.
Yeah, cool. Those are my notes.
I think
you
what
guys,
we're really
do you guys
saying
have
is Lucky Roo, the true king of pirates.
Big facts. You love him. I love it,
dude. No, it was literally like that was the scene in the anime, and even better in the manga. Where he shoots the dude in the head.
While chomping on some fucking meat.
Yes.
Like, he's like, I'm not even putting my food down,
that's
bitch.
The most gangsta thing ever. Like, dude didn't even stop eating dinner to shoot this man.
I know. It was, dude, it's such a good moment. It's such a good moment. I do love that. So do you guys have any like, notes or things you want to talk about that, like, would have to spoil future things that isn't Arc 1?
Not that I know of, and I just we had a lot of stuff, and I just don't want to, just in case.
Sioni's like, I'm just Sioni. Do you need to just like go back and rewatch like,
y'all,
like a different arc so you know where you're at? I'm gonna have to hop on a call with Sioni and be like, Sioni, this is where Boom is at.
Yeah,
this everything like I said, after just, that you can't talk about.
I mean, everything else is fine. The spoiler part could become a little bit difficult. That's why I'm like, because mind you, like, it's been 10 years since I've gone back to most of those arcs.
No, it makes sense.
I don't know.
Look, we
know what happens.
I figured out what I
gotta
do. See, before I was trying to like hint to you, like, shut up, but you weren't getting it. So next time, because I gotta remember that you're not necessarily seeing my face. Next time, I'm just gonna start yelling, like, shut the fuck up, shut up, shut up. I'm just gonna start shouting.
You gotta give me a safe word, okay? Pineapple.
Yeah. No, yeah, I mean, right. It is hard. It's one of those things where I've noticed it with a couple. I've been listening to a bunch of One Piece podcasts. I've been listening to the One Piece Virgin a lot. And my God, dude, episode one, bruh, Nux and Briggs spoil. Like, not serious spoilers, like, out of context, like, you know, but, like, so many names, so many arcs, like, mentioning Robin, which I feel like is a big one because of her flip-flopping. Yeah. Like, they mentioned Robin being a waifu and, like, a straw hat or whatever or something, and it was just like, oh, my God, like, you know, he didn't even realize because it was like, who the fuck is Robin?
It's just so part of, like, the nomenclature of One Piece now of, like, you know, who Robin is, right? What was she called before?
Boom is going to catch up. Boom is reacting to about 9 episodes a week where I'm at 6. Of course, I'm going to be kicking it up into high gear. But, like, yeah, Boom is going to be catching up pretty quickly, I feel like.
Right now I'm doing 2. Like, I'm doing about 6 episodes a week. But, like, once the pacing apparently gets worse, like, I'm probably going to do 3 or 4 just to kind of get through that part.
Miss All Sunday.
Miss All Sunday. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I was trying to think of that. Yeah.
You're going
to
get addicted, man.
That's tough to remember to actually call that character without
you just gotta specify, yo, Miss All Sunday, that's a fire waifu right there.
Yeah, like, and honestly, I probably, like, still would have been like, who?
Exactly. I it took me a few seconds of seeing the name to put 2 and 2 together on what it is, but
yeah, I forgot all their code names and everything, like, yeah.
Well, besides that Mr. was Three, episode but... one. Well, there's a reason for episode, or there's a reason for Mr. Three. That man has some character development. But this has been episode one of the One Piece Manga Bros podcast. Remember, next episode, bi-weekly, every other week we will be doing this. We are diving into the Orange Town arc. By the way, if we get addicted and at any point we want to change this to weekly, we'll decide on that in the future. Yep. But we're sticking to bi-weekly right now. It really just depends on the pace that me and Boom are watching the anime. We kind of spaced it out enough where we wouldn't catch up in the manga until after we were already caught up on the anime, so it kind of worked out perfectly there. But if we start reading, or if me and him start watching and we get farther ahead and we want to speed it up, that might happen. But as of now, bi-weekly.
Also, what
plan.
We're saying is, if this podcast becomes bigger than our own reactions to, like, what we're watching as well,
Yeah, pretty much. So, Orange Town arc, if you want to read along with us, I probably should have said this before I got to the end, but I said it once before, 14 chapters, chapter 8 to chapter 21. Remember, we are going to be having a bunch of guests. We have Roger's Base locked in for either the Baratie arc or the Arlong Park arc. It's one of the two. Just depends on if the week of the Baratie arc he has to dip, but we're confirmed for one of those two. We got your boy Rock Lee, again, another One Piece YouTube reactor. He's going to be joining us for either Alabasta or Skypiea. I think we're leaning towards Skypiea, but we'll see. And I am going to be reaching out to a ton more people. I don't want to say who, because if they don't get back to me, I don't want to get anybody's hopes up, but I am reaching out to a ton of One Piece creators to get them on as guests. Goals is that every episode from here on out has a guest. That's goals. Episode one, I figured it made sense for us to do it together.
Yep.
But we're gonna try our best to make sure that we have a guest every single episode. So let us know in the comments. Let us know, hey, this is who we want to get, you know, on the podcast. Do it up. And please do us a favor. Seriously, if you enjoy the podcast, this is the biggest thing you could do. Even if you're a YouTube frog and you watch the video on YouTube, please just go to Spotify, go to Apple Podcasts, depending on what you use for podcasts, and just rate the podcast 5 stars. It's really
huge.
Appreciate it.
Yep.
Yeah, that would, they, I can't put into words how important that is.
The
so,
algorithm monster.
It really, really is. So thank you all for watching. Hope you enjoyed it, and we'll see you next time on the One Piece Manga Bros podcast.
Yeah, yo. Yeah, yo. Yeah, yo. Ho, ho.
He's made of rubber.